you very much, Action. So, Park, known for previous similar talks at NixCon Darmstadt, if I'm not wrong. We'll talk about Zilch, a mysterious thing, hard to get information about it, but very interesting. The floor is yours, Park.
Well, hi, I'm Park. I'm going to talk a bit about Zilch and some of the weird concepts that have kind of sprung up in it, and hopefully in a way that can inspire at least some of you to experiment, to play around with things, and not just with Zilch, but with concepts in Nix. And yeah, start off with, who am I? Well, I'm full of bad ideas. And one of those ideas was apparently to start specializing in the Nix interpreter a while back. I've not really recovered from that. There's also claims going around that I'm like a human or something, but like, don't believe them. They're like conspiracies by big Homo sapien. Now, Zilch. Zilch is the thing I've been working on for like 3 or 4 years now. It started off very simple and it's gotten kind of out of hand. Currently, it is a replacement front end for Nix. Or Lix. It works with both implementations, so, but it's mostly tested with Lix, of course. And it is a it is a library for writing code to interact with the Nix daemon, which, you know, you can do that with many languages. But I've decided to go with Scheme because, well, code is data, data is code, and somehow it all worked out, and I was full of bad ideas. So, what does code in Zilch look like? Well, kind of the same as you would expect in, like, it's just a derivation. You can clearly see how it works, and this is how it started. It got a little out of hand because, should have prepared this a little better. So, derivations are good and all, but you need a way to hook them together. And I think all of you agree that string context kind of sucks, really. It's, you know, good point. Yes, in the Nix evaluator, there's a concept of derivations aren't special in any way in the Nix evaluator. They are just normal adder sets. The only thing that makes them special is the fact that they have type equals derivation. The moment you do that, anything in Nix thinks that is a derivation. The way it actually knows what you're referring to is by adding some invisible text into your strings. So when you're referring to a derivation, you were referring to the path that derivation will have once it's built, and and simultaneously tags that string saying this string depends on this derivation. And that kind of sucks because it's strings, it's text. You can mess with it, and you accidentally end up with stuff weird, like in places where it shouldn't be, and many projects have tried working around this. For a while, I believe either Twix or Snix tried getting rid of string context and just looking for store paths. And it turns out that does not work because things keep depending on the fact that this string context exists. Well, kind of like geeks, but kind of different. Zilch has something called Z expressions, which, you know, very smart phrasing, I know. It's definitely not just G expressions, but instead of geeks, it's Zilch. And you can do things in Zilch that you can do with Nix, such as create structures that refer to a derivation, because you can see that after unwrapping a Z expression, the value here is the same as you would expect it to be, similar to how it works in Nix. However, we're in a land that isn't Nix, so let's just make things that run code whenever a derivation is like actually resolved. And this is something that doesn't happen in Nix. In Nix, either derivation knows already where it is, or it will have a temporary placeholder that will at some point be replaced with string replaces, which also sucks. And I like this is part of the reason why concept address derivations in Nix are kind of bad. And yeah, as you know, concept address derivations have been removed from Nix because they were a problem. They were part of the core of Nix, and they were useful, but they were difficult to implement. They had various bugs and weird interactions, so they had to be removed from Nix to make room for innovation. And I understand that, but I also simultaneously was wondering, why are we dependent on the daemon, like on the implementing stuff in the Nix daemon to make things work? And so I started thinking, input address derivations, which you are mostly familiar with, and concept address derivations are very similar in some degree, with the difference being that one of them one of them has a predetermined store path, which then generates a hash, which then has a hash attached to it once realized. And CA derivations do the inverse. They first get the hash of the data, and then they create a store path out of it. So I was thinking a while back, why not just like do some crimes? And as Jade mentioned in the previous talk, like content address store paths can just have references to other store paths. And there's tooling to make this happen. In fact, even before the CA derivation JSON, the CA references JSON flag, there was a way to create these in Nix. It's just not very well known. And it was added for CA derivations, but it doesn't depend on CA derivations. So I started work on making Zilch do things that Nix itself can't without changing Nix. And turns out I accidentally built a build scheduler outside of Nix that works with Nix, and it works surprisingly well. It's 250 lines of slightly dense scheme code. It works about as well as the current build scheduler because, well, there is none. And it has some extra features because now that I'm in the middle of a build system, like now that I've effectively built a scheduler for builds on top of Nix, I can start adding things that weren't in Nix, such as concept address derivations. In Zilch, concept address derivations don't require the experimental feature because I have basically just re-implemented them from scratch. And I don't even need to keep track of anything because, again, in the input address derivation, we already know what the hash is, what the concept address hash is going to be. All we need to do is just copy the store path over to be concept addressed. And this means that even without any kind of special privileges towards the Nix daemon, without any special knowledge, we can take any version, basically any version of Nix even, and make concept address derivations work on them, with the only disadvantage that you can't do Nix instantiate on it, and it's not as fast because we need to do more round trips. Now, of course, there could be some kind of magical solution to this where we can somehow have like round-tripless round trips or whatever they use in Cap'n Proto as terminology for this. But what else can we do with this weird magic? Well, we can build build hooks. Again, build hooks are cool because they allow you to do some weird, like they allow you to store your data. The issue is they need to be on the they need to be defined on the system, and not always do you have access to, like you don't want to give arbitrary programs access as roots to be able to set up a build hook or access to root equivalent, because that's what would happen if you put it, if you're a trusted user and had a flake with an option. So, without a daemon having to be aware of it, we can still do some cool stuff. And some other things that build hooks themselves can't, such as, well, first of all, we can just have a bit of code that runs whenever a specific derivation is built. So whenever example, the expression gets realized, derivation, it will just run some code with the store paths, which is useful because, again, I've implemented CA derivations, and sometimes you just need to know what store path the file's at. But we don't just need to take the output of a single derivation. Say, we can have a fallback derivation. Because in incremental builds, you may not always deal with you may not always know exactly what is depended upon, and you don't want to, sometimes it's okay to take a risk and build something knowing that it may just fail because someone added a new include and it isn't yet known that it's depended upon. So we can just tell entirely in user space that if this derivation doesn't build, just fall back to the next one. And this is just kind of an incredibly cool power. Because, we can just very simply write something that allows you to optimistically build with less dependencies than necessary and allows you to do quicker, early cutoff and constant address stuff. And this kind of stuff isn't something you can add to Nix because it's very domain specific. I'm not going to, I don't think anyone would want to see the Nix daemon know what, be able to parse make dep files so you can do early cutoff in GCC builds or Clang builds. So it's kind of cool to be able to do this in user space. And this kind of weird stuff is stuff that I don't see happening often enough. There's a lot of stuff that has been tried with building directly into the Nix daemon and the Nix project. And a lot of stuff that has had to be removed because it is unstable and no one uses it. And it's just possible to build that outside of the core project nowadays. We have the Lix command, which allows, which itself is currently, I believe, still an experimental feature, but does allow adding custom commands to Lix very quickly. We have work to get stuff out of the core into plugins. We could, we could have a WASM plugin, Lua plugin. We could theoretically even have Buck 2 as a plugin. And in the end, the thought is here that the Nix store can be this, the Nix store and the Nix daemon can be this kind of universal backend. There's no reason to have a separate cache for Bazel, separate cache for Buck 2, separate cache for Pants, whatever that is. And the thing is that, of course, we don't want to burden the Nix project or Lix project with all these things built into the core, but we don't have to. Lix can be a build system, theoretically, as long as you're willing to put in the work and actually write a build system. There's so many possibilities that we're kind of so many possibilities that we're squandering. Things like Geeks and Zeeb, all of these are so close to what Nix, so close to Nix, but they all end up being incompatible with each other for, I'm not even sure they're good reasons sometimes. And yeah, all this, and yeah. Now, with Zilch, I've already mentioned, and it's been mentioned by Ryan, incremental builds, because of course, nothing is quite as interesting as actually building something cool on top of your own projects. So with Zilch currently, I have working incremental builds on Go, Rust, and Mason and CMake projects, including complex ones like Lix itself. And I'm honestly kind of amazed that this all ended up working because none of this is really designed to be isolated in this way, and it just all works. Yeah. There is, of course, I am still hitting back when I did the talk in NextCon 2022, I mentioned hitting like weird roadblocks. I still have some of those. I made this screenshot earlier. This is a I've been like trying to get stuff working, and sometimes you have to just do some really weird crimes with Nix built-ins to make things work, and sometimes it's a miracle that things work at all. And yeah, I think that like we're setting a baseline for what is like all of Lix is setting a baseline for being able to build these kinds of experiments. Snowy Deer and like the plugin system and Flakes, all of those things. We don't yet know what is going to actually end up going on, like what is going to actually end up being a thing. Like Nix is only like 22 years young or whatever it is. It's still got time to grow and figure out what it actually ends up wanting to be. And I think Nix and Lix are cool, but I also think we can make things even cooler. No, not in that way. Not with Flakes. Trying to melt them indeed. Thank you for listening to my rant on Zilch and next things.
Do we have any questions?
So, you obviously have implemented Zilch and Scheme, but how much of this is are things that could have been done inside the Lix language itself?
This is a bit of an interesting question. There's a lot that you could theoretically, like a lot that is on top of the Zilch library that you could do inside of the Nix language, though it is a lot more complicated to do so with a language that isn't trying to fight you effectively, because it does feel like that with the Nix language at times. And like I could have written an entire Ninja file parser inside of Nix itself and just used a lot of IFD, but at some point that just kind of stops being fun, and at some point it starts just being tedious, and I just go, I should have used a real language for this. So hence my decision to at some point stop trying to write Zilch inside of like the Nix language and start writing it in a separate programming language.
Thank you. So one thing I don't quite understand about your implementation of CA paths, but also generally about CA derivations, is how can you depend on the path of a CA derivation without fully building it first? It seems to me like if you do this, right, and you have like, a dependency stack of 5 derivations, just to evaluate the last one, you have to have already built all the previous ones, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
Yeah, that's correct. It is not the case, thankfully. The way it works is that in CA derivations, there is a placeholder, which is generated from a... which is effectively a fake store path used as a, which will be replaced with the real store path once that dependency has actually been built. So there is just a temporary placeholder that is used while storing the derivation in memory or in the next store if you actually have the CA derivations feature. And then once you actually try to build it, it will build the dependency, will find out what store path it's supposed to be at, and then it will substitute that in.
The fallback building is really cool. Does that also work with substituting?
Currently, no, because the fallback mechanism... actually, I don't quite know for sure, because the fallback mechanism is written to basically catch any build errors, and I don't think I'm specifically checking between build and substitution error. So I'm pretty sure, I mean, point is, it will work with either anyhow. Just like, because, it can be made to work pretty easily.
Just because something I've always wanted to do in Nix is just, you know, I want to substitute this derivation, but if something has happened such that, you know, I've overridden something or there's a cache miss, then if I'm going to be building this thing on my machine anyway, I want you to pass, like, Impure use native optimizations. If I'm going to be building this, use March equals native, M2 equals native. But that would change the derivation. But with something like this, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, like, you could theoretically just substitute a derivation for... Yeah, you could theoretically just try to... That's actually kind of a cool feature that I should probably add.
Right?
Being able to substitute...
Right?
Being able to substitute a generic derivation for a specific one if that generic derivation isn't available anyhow.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like doing it with release builds versus debug builds. Mm-hmm. That's actually a really neat feature I hadn't considered yet. Though it has a disadvantage of anything depending on it will have to be rebuilt to some degree. So, or at least store paths have to be swapped out. You could do that differently as well.
So you talked about early build cutoff inside a derivation, but what about early build cutoff between the derivations? Like, when I work on my NixOS config and I like override something annoying, like, I don't know, let's say libgcc, I am suffering a lot because I have to basically rebuild all the dependency tree above that, and I would like to not. Today you have this option, I think it's system.replace derivations or something like that. I haven't seen it in like 2 years. That lets you just substitute a store path without rebuilding everything. But do you have something for that in Zilch that goes along with the content addressing that you have implemented?
Not like, there's no, like, Zilch doesn't currently have any mechanisms for doing grafting currently. But it's possible to build that on top of the things already provided. Like, it's, to some degree, it is a library to build your own build systems. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and I want it to be very flexible in what you can do, as long as it can be done somewhat reproducibly, which is a bit of a weird thing in this case. My original plans involved like sandboxing and stuff for Zilch itself, but that hasn't yet come to pass because this is kind of a hobby project to some degree.
So is there a future where I translate my whole NixOS config into Zilch and then get to do that grafting?
Probably not, because I don't want to bother rebuilding NixOS from scratch, because that's a lot of code.
Yeah, that is a lot of code.
The future you want to see in the world.
Yeah.
Could you just go back to the slide with the input address Nix versus the current Nix versus Zilch and the CA versus input address? Because I'm not sure I understand what you meant when you said that, this one, that from an IA store path, you can get a CA hash and then a CA store path. Is the first step like just building the derivation?
No, it's the second step, actually. Because a derivation, a input address derivation, already has a known output path, because it's, to some degree, it's the hash of its inputs in the command.
Yeah, but that's not the hash of the actual content.
To get the hash of the content, you have to build it, indeed.
Yeah, okay.
But that's the same with the content address derivation. It's that hash is what is like signed on on cache.nixos.org, for example.
Yeah.
So it's effectively the same as the realization store that a content address derivation has.
I think we have time for two last questions. Any more interest about the mysterious thing? I think that's it. Big round of applause for Puck.